When Balls Fall. Chapter 3, Ashish 9. "Eustace," suddenly thundered Julia. "Eustace!" "Stepson, where are you?" She indicated to her friend. They had to open the door. They opened the door and Milady's thundering voice boomed out again. "Eustace! You useless, sniveling stepson, where are you when I want you? Come down immediately." With swinging steps, a 19-year-old strapping young man came down from his study. A very meek look on his face. A meek look, I would say, on his handsome face. The moment they saw him, and his bulging biceps and his strapping handsome features, the ladies were feeling twinges of envy and lust. "Inside. Come inside," commanded his stepmother. Immediately came in. "Assume the position. Expose your balls and lie down on the floor." "Yes, my senior mistress." "What did you say, Eustace?" "Slap." Brutally she slapped him. "Yes, my goddess stepmother. Sorry, my goddess stepmother. Sorry, your majesty. Please forget this. Forgive this little insect and forget his transgression. I am your humble slave boy, my mistress goddess. My goddess stepmother. Your gorgeous, glorious goddess stepmother, my gorgeous goddess stepmother," he repeated. Unknown to the ladies, Eustace was the first great masochist who reveled in being slapped and beaten by his stepmother as well as a daughter, his stepsister. And he would generally make mistakes of this type deliberately so that he could get a slap or two from her hand, which were normally reserved for his father.